Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Goth Parenting, The Dark Joys of Raising Baby Bats, by Casey Gilley, is an illustrated humor book that reframes early childhood parenting through a goth cultural lens. Rather than presenting itself as a conventional advice manual, it uses playful gothic references, visual comedy, and affectionate exaggeration to explore the everyday realities of raising children from infancy through about age 7. The book draws on recognizable touchstones from goth and alternative culture, including literary and musical references, while keeping its central focus on family life, acceptance, and self-expression. Its purpose is less to prescribe strict parenting methods than to normalize alternative identity within parenthood and to show that caregiving can coexist with a subcultural aesthetic. By combining cute illustration with darkly themed wordplay, the book makes a niche cultural experience legible and entertaining for readers who may already belong to goth or adjacent communities, as well as for gift buyers looking for something distinctive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, goth identity as a parenting framework rather than a costume. One of the book's central ideas is that goth parenting is not reduced to black clothing, Victorian accessories, or surface-level styling. Instead, it presents goth identity as a way of approaching family life with humor, authenticity, and a strong sense of self. That distinction matters because it resists the stereotype that alternative aesthetics disappear when adults become parents. The book suggests that parenting can remain expressive without becoming performative. This is a useful framing because it makes space for parents who want to keep their subcultural identity while meeting ordinary caregiving demands. In practice, the book treats gothness as a lens for interpreting milestones and frustrations, not as an obstacle to responsible family life. That approach gives the book its conceptual coherence. It is a celebration of identity inside domestic routine, not a parody of parenthood. The result is a book that speaks to readers who want recognition more than instruction, and who value cultural continuity across life stages. Secondly, humor turns ordinary childcare into gothic satire. The book uses humor to translate mundane parenting tasks into gothic imagery and language. Everyday concerns such as childproofing, feeding toddlers, and managing unpredictable behavior are presented with a darkly comic tone that makes the material feel both recognizable and stylized. This works because the comedy comes from contrast. Standard parenting challenges are paired with exaggerated gothic phrasing and visual cues. Rather than mocking children or parents, the humor softens the stress of caregiving by making it playful. That is important in a book with a narrow audience because humor becomes the bridge between niche subculture and universal family experience. The satire is also gentle, which helps the book remain affectionate rather than cynical. In other words, the joke is not that parenting is absurd. It is that goth parents can narrate the same experiences in their own idiom. This makes the book more than a novelty item. It becomes a way of showing how subcultural language can reshape familiar domestic situations without denying their emotional seriousness. Thirdly, visual storytelling broadens the appeal beyond text-based jokes. Illustration is a major part of the book's effectiveness. The visual style is described as cute, colorful, and full of diverse goth families, which helps prevent the material from becoming too reliant on wordplay alone. Because the book is short and humor-driven, the artwork carries much of the interpretive weight. It gives the gothic theme a softer, more accessible tone and makes the book work as a gift item as well as a reading experience. The illustrations also reinforce the book's inclusive message by showing family diversity rather than a single idealized version of goth parenthood. That matters because the book is not simply about aesthetic decoration, but it is about belonging and representation. By pairing dark references with inviting visuals, the book avoids making goth culture feel inaccessible or overly severe. The art therefore performs two functions at once. It supports the jokes and communicates emotional warmth. This balance helps the book reach readers who may not usually buy humor books or parenting books, but who respond to strong visual design and clear thematic identity. Fourthly, alternative family life is presented as inclusive and ordinary. A significant theme in the book is that goth families are not treated as unusual in a negative sense. They are shown as one version of ordinary family life. The text emphasizes love, acceptance, and self-expression, which means the book's alternative identity is not built on rebellion alone. That approach is especially effective because it keeps the book from becoming exclusionary or self-mythologizing. Instead, it treats parenting milestones as shared human experiences that happen to have a goth filter. The result is a broader message about family diversity, people with different aesthetics, backgrounds, and household structures can still recognize themselves in the same caregiving journey. This inclusive stance also explains why the book is positioned as a gift for many kinds of relatives and caretakers, not just for core goth subculture members. In that sense, the book functions as a cultural bridge. It validates alternative identity without isolating it, and it shows that family life can be both distinctive and emotionally familiar. That is one reason the book has appeal beyond a narrow fandom context. Lastly, a compact gift book built for niche recognition, the book's format appears deliberately compact and accessible, which shapes how it should be understood. It is not a long-form parenting manual or a deeply argumentative cultural study. Instead, it is a short illustrated humor book that is likely designed for quick reading, gifting, and repeat browsing. That format suits its subject well, because the appeal depends on immediate recognition readers either understand the jokes and references or quickly grasp the tone. The book is therefore closer to a curated cultural object than to a comprehensive guide. Its value lies in matching audience, design, and premise with precision. This makes it stand out in the parenting book category, which is often dominated by practical advice or earnest memoir. Here, the emphasis is on identity affirmation through playful presentation. For readers, the practical benefit is not a step-by-step strategy for raising children, but a reminder that parenting can be narrated in a personal voice. For gift buyers, the book offers a clear niche fit with broad enough warmth to work for birthdays, baby showers, or parent-centered holidays. In conclusion, Goth Parenting: The Dark Joys of Raising Baby Bats is best suited to readers who enjoy alternative culture, illustrated humor, and books that turn everyday family life into a recognizable subcultural statement. Goth parents, former goth teens now raising children, and friends or relatives shopping for a distinctive gift are the most obvious audience. But the book also has broader appeal for anyone interested in how identity can persist through adulthood and caregiving. Its main practical value is emotional. Rather than instructional, it validates non-traditional parents, lightens familiar stresses through comedy, and offers a visually appealing way to see family life from a different angle. Compared with standard parenting books, it is far less prescriptive and far more culturally specific. Compared with many novelty books, it has more warmth and coherence because the Gothic styling supports a real theme of acceptance and belonging. That combination of humor, illustration, and identity makes it stand out in its category. It is not trying to replace a parenting manual. It is offering an alternative emotional vocabulary for parenthood. If you would like to support Casey Gilley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.